Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. For years, people have been saying that my show is slowly going to the dogs. Well, I think we're about to prove that they've been right. And so welcome to the class of Pet Sounds. A whole bunch of songs that reference dogs and cats. Lobo, of course, and from 1971, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. And that makes for a sweet beginning to the class of Pet Sounds, where we take you now to 1969 for Mary Hopkin, and she knows there are fewer things on this earth that are more wonderful than a puppy.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true.
Care.
Mary Hopkin and her delightful follow-up to her big hit, Those Were the Days, my friend. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ 91.9. And I brought with me today a tip for single men out there. If you could only be a dog, you could be a pampered pet of a rich brunette lying on her lap. Or we could just listen to Elvis from 1966 singing about a dog's life.
If I had my life to live over, I know just what I'd like to be. Pampered pet of a rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care. Rub-a-dub-dub, little fingers through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. If I had a bone to be picking, a picking chicken or a steak, curl up there in an easy chair, man, that won't be hard to take. I'll always be faithful, that's what I'd be. Never bite the hand that feeds me, no siree. Just lead a dog's life, what a life. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. I'd find me a fifi la poodle and lose my noodle over her. I chase her around all over town just to ruffle up her fur. Another muzzle, a hole in her paw. Greatest case of puppy loving you ever saw. It's called a dog's life. And wonder what a life. That's good enough for me. You heard me say it now. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me.
And now we know what it's like to lead a dog's life. Unless you prefer to pursue an alternative course, and then you may want to be a tomcat.
I got an old tomcat, and when he steps out, all the other cats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout.
Very popular folk group in the early 60s, the Rooftop Singers and Tomcat. I guess it does make sense to have a tomcat on a hot tin rooftop. And that was the follow-up to their smasharoony hit, Walk Right In and Sit Right Down. We now regress 10 years to 1953, when Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, had the number one hit on the R&B charts, and it's the original version of Hound Dog.
You! You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around. get it.
This commotion reminds me of the kennel I was in at the beginning of the show. And that's not the end of the animal songs, because right after Hound Dog, Memphian Rufus Thomas Jr. answered Hound Dog with Bearcat. And don't get too close to the radio, because there are flying claws.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, rub ya!
For old soup bone. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
About 10 years later, Rufus Thomas came back with more dog songs, including A Dance Called the Dog, followed by Walkin' the Dog, then Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, and finally, Somebody Stole My Dog. Honestly, I don't make this stuff up. It's not often a singer has four straight charted hits revolving around the same animal. And the class of pet songs continues with dog and cat tunes from the golden age. And one of those is from Cat Stevens, who, despite his feline name, prefers to sing about how much he loves his dog.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make the fade. My dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make the fade. My dog will always come through. As much as I love you, though you make the fade, my dog will always come through.
As you should, Mr. Stevens. Everyone should love their dog. And that came along in 1966 and was his first charted hit. And in case you don't already know it, never, ever, ever, ever spank or hit your dog. It can damage your relationship with them forever. Now, here's our first duet on the parade of pet songs. Two megastars at the time. It's Dean Martin and Nat King Cole. And they say, Mama, open up that doghouse, will ya?
Open up the doghouse, open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over, two cats are coming in.
Nat, you look like a man with a story.
I sure have. I told my wife we ought to save money.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it's gotta be.
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be that way.
She canceled all her charge accounts, gave all the gold to me.
Oh, well, I can't see what you did wrong. Why was your woman so upset?
Well, I put the money on a horse and he hasn't showed up yet. Open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in. Well, Dean, what's your problem?
There it is. I gave my wife a beautiful fur coat.
You did?
Told her it was genuine Maine.
Rich man.
I took her out to show it off. Then we stopped in for a drink.
Oh, cocktails. Well, I know your wife was really thrilled. How come you two had a spat?
Oh, it's easy. You see, it started to rain. The coat got wet. And Mink just don't smell like that.
Timber! Open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in. Open up the doghouse. Two cats are coming in.
There's a humorous tune that this duo did in 1954. Dino and Nat King Cole on KPTZ. And this is Jerry Osborne opening up the doghouse for all comers. We got room for you. Now we call on Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps from 1959 and Wildcat. Now this is not a wildcat, one word. This is a wild cat, two words. It's important you know the difference.
Don't ever try to tame a wildcat. You just be wasting your time. Just leave me like you found me, or put no cage around me. Oh no, not me. You want a lamb, but I'm a wildcat. If you just keep that in mind, I'll let you hug and pet me, and then you gotta let me go free. Let me be. You're crazy little kitten, but you just don't understand. Or don't you chain me, or try to train me, and you'll have me eaten out of your hand. wildcat, and we'll just get along fine. The wildcat's what they name me, no kittens gonna tame me, oh no, not me. Move over, tiger.
Unless you work for years as an apprentice under Clyde Beatty, you might not want to try to tame a wildcat. And 1 year before that Gene Vincent recording, another rockabilly cat named Dick Banks was on the scene, and his rockin' little tune was Dirty Dog.
Well, walking down the street, I thought I was free. He who walked up ahead, you captured me. Chained me to your heart and you left me there. Oh, baby, 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 you know it's unfair.
Dirty dog, dirty dog.
You dirty dog,
dirty dog.
Well, you know that you fractured me. Shook me so bad I can't even see. Oh, don't you know you buzzed me so. Oh, baby, 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 I'll never let you go.
You dirty dog,
dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
Well, just last week I was on my feet. Now I'm at the you and my knees are weak. My heart is gone and my soul is too. Oh, baby, 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 why can't you be true?
You dirty dog. You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
So bad I can't even see. Oh, don't you know you buzz me so.
Oh, baby, baby, baby,
I'll never let you go.
You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
Well, just last week I was on my feet. Now I'm at the you and my knees are weak. My heart is gone and my soul is too.
Oh, baby, baby, baby,
why can't you be true?
You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
From 1958, Dick Banks and You Dirty Dog. And this is Jerry disseminating the dog and cat songs directly from the Osborne Kennel, where on rare occasion, such as back in 1966, Norma Tanega used to walk her cat named Dog. And in doing so, she came up with the only title on our program that mentions both a dog and a cat. How could you ever survive without this mind-boggling trivia?
Walking. KPTZ in Port Townsend.
You better stop, yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop, yeah, put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop, yeah, dogging me around. Cause if you don't stop, go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now what you're trying to do, trying to make me lose my mind. Better stop. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Yes, put you down. I don't wanna do it, but I'll have to put you down.
I don't wanna do it, but I might have to put you down. That is, if you don't stop dogging around. That was a top 15 hit in 1960 for Mr. Jackie Wilson. And 7 years later, Petula Clark came along and brought with her the cat in her window.
Fly away, fly away. There's a cat in the window, and he's watching all the birds go passing by. He'd love to fly out the window, go where the wind goes, and so would I. Like that cat in the window, who keeps wishing for some wings to take a ride, I'd love to glide to a rainbow, off where the clouds go dancing by.
Try to.
The class of pet sounds continues with Petula Clark, a very famous British babe, followed by Leave My Kitten Alone by another famous British act. They were known as the Beatles, and their lead singer on this is John Lennon. And this was recorded around 1963 or 4, but it didn't come out in the U.S. until 1995, when it was on the first anthology album. Where did the Beatles come up with Leave My Kitten Alone? Well, from the U.S., obviously, it could have been 1959 or 1961, because Little Willie John had it on the charts in two separate years. Or it could have been the version in 1961 by Johnny Preston. Next on the J.O. Show, we go to 1985, and from Nana Muscuri's album Alone, we find a tune titled Come On Blue. And in this case, Blue is the name of the dog.
$5, he's a good one too. In the new Grand Corn, old blue bark, and I went to see corner of a possum up in the tree. You good dog, you. strike so hard. Shook the ground in my backyard. Dug his grave with a silver spade. Lowered him down with a links of chain.
Come on, Blue. What a good dog you are. And what a good singer Nana Mouskouri is. How about some Doggy Boogie? For that, we turn to Merrill Moore, and in 1954, he had exactly what we're looking for, the Doggy House Boogie.
I come in after midnight, I couldn't get in. My baby was a-waiting and the trouble began. She pointed out the window to the little house. Then she turned and shouted, "Get out, you louse. Doggy, 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 housey boogie. Doggy, 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 housey boogie. I love you so. I begged and I pleaded, but she still said go. Now listen here, honey, give me one more chance. But she planted her shoes in the seat of my pants. Doggy, 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 housey boogie. Doggy, 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 housey boogie. A dog, they say, move over, pup, I think I'm here to stay. She said, you dog, now where you been? Go and never darken my door again. Doggy, 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 housey boogie. Doggy, 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 housey boogie.
That is the second song that we have played that is pretty much about a doghouse. Coincidentally, both are on Capitol Records and both came out in 1954. Who would have thought? Now we head for 1979 for Ann and Nancy Wilson and A Dog and Butterfly.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, "No, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly up in the air, we like to fly.
don't know why. You don't know why. Dog and butterfly. Well, I stumbled upon your secret place. Safe in the trees, you had tears on your face. Wrestling with your desires. Frozen strangers stealing your fires. The message hit my mind. Only words that I could find. We see the dog and the butterfly. Up in the air you like to fly. The dog and dog and butterfly. We're getting older. The world's getting colder. With a laugh on me, I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's living, making us give in. Hearts rolling.
But together they were known as Heart. And that was Dog and Butterfly. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, working my way up to something very significant. In 1953, Patti Page had a number one hit that also was a million-selling gold record for her. And that was How Much Is That Doggie in the Window? And most people know that song. But in 1963, the group Baby Jane and the Rockabies did a Phil Spector-like version of that same song, and it was very much in keeping with the hot girl group sounds of 63. So let's listen to that, and then my little story here will continue.
Is that I read in the papers there are robbers.
I'm so afraid of robbers late at night, you know.
With flash lights that shine, shine in the dark. My love needs a dog, need to protect her.
And you shouldn't have to think about me
and scare them away with one bark.
Is that doggy in the window, I would like to know, from Baby Jane and the Rockabyes. Now, flash forward to 2009. That was the year that Patti Page decided to do a revised version of her Doggy in the Window song. And because she was such a strong proponent of people getting dogs from shelters and rescuing dogs, she wrote and recorded a new song titled Doggy in the Shelter. And it's done to the same music as How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. And as soon as that recording was done, she sent a copy to me and asked me to publicize it in whatever way I could. So here then is Patti Page from 2009 and Doggy in the Shelter. And on the other side of that, my story will continue.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life. In each town and city across the nation, there's so many dogs with no home, hungry with no one to protect them, lost in this world all alone. Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life. Collies and beagles by the roadside, puppies and dogs in the street. Once they are rescued by a shelter, they'll finally have something to eat. Doggies and kitties who are homeless, with sad eyes and tails hanging down, let's do what we can to show them kindness and let them know they've been found. Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life.
following the musical advice of Patty Page, in conjunction with our special show featuring music of dogs and cats, I'd like you to get better acquainted with an organization right here on the Olympic Peninsula. They are affectionately known as WAG. That's an acronym for Welfare for Animals Guild. And the president of WAG is Barbara Brabant, and she's going to tell you a little more about WAG. Barbara, welcome to my show.
Thank you. I am with Welfare for Animals Guild, also known as WAG, All Dog Rescue since 2001, staffed by volunteers and funded by donations and grants. 100% of our donations go directly to the care of our dogs. And we've adopted over 1,600 dogs since 2001 to new and loving homes. We recently purchased our new facility called Halfway Home Ranch. It's a no-kill shelter rescue facility, which enables us to rescue more dogs. So when we do adopt dogs out, they are, of course, vetted. We make sure they're up to date on their shot. They are microchipped, pro-spay and neuter, because it helps cut down on the population of unwanted dogs.
I'd like to know more about your new Lasting Act of Kindness program.
The program that we just started is called a Lasting Act of Kindness. By including our Lasting Act of Kindness in your will, where WAG will help provide options for you to provide ongoing care for your pet when you are no longer able to.
Barbara, tell everyone how they can contact WAG.
You can go on our website, wagsequimwa.org, wagsequimwa.org. You can call us 360-460-6258. And we're also on Facebook under Halfway Home Ranch or Welfare for Animals Guild. It should take you right there. And to find our dogs that are up for adoption, they're on our website and they're also on petfinder.com. And if you put in our zip code 98382, or just put in Squim, Washington, it should pull up all of our dogs that we have for adoption, which are constantly changing because we have a lot of dogs coming in and out. And then it also has the application form there as well.
Or just send a note to jerry@kptz.org, and I'll tell you what you need to know.
Perfect. That would be wonderful.
And I know that you know that I have adopted two dogs from WAG, an adorable little female named Paris, and my special little guy, Tibet. And the folks at WAG made the entire experience nothing short of incredible.
Thank you. Yes, I do know that you have two of our dogs. WAG has a large family, and we consider when somebody adopts our dogs, they're part of the WAG family forever. And so I agree. Thank you so much for having me on your show and talking to listeners about WAG. Thank you.
So let's wrap up the Class of Pet Sounds with the greatest dog song of all time. It's a tearjerker from Elvis, who, by the way, plays his own piano on this as he remembers Old Shep.
When I was a lad, an old Shep was a pup. Over hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, jumped in and helped pull me out. As the years fast it rolled, old Shep his eyes were fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With hands that were trembling, I picked
gun and aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish they would shoot me instead. He came to my side and he looked up at me and laid his old head on my knee. I had struck the best friend that a man ever had. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Shelby has gone where the good dog is gone, and no more with old Shelby will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
That'll wrap it up for our hour of Furry Friends songs, but I'll be back in just a moment to spend 2 hours with you on a blues journey. So don't go anywhere.